By the grace of God, today I'm sharing from the book of Proverbs 4, 5 to 9. And the topic says, you need the wisdom of God. You need the wisdom of God. And I want you to tell your neighbor, you need the wisdom of God.
You need the wisdom of God.
Yes, every one of us needs the wisdom of God. The scriptures is Proverbs 4, verses 5 to 9. Maybe you can just read that one. When we say we really need the wisdom of God, what do we mean? Wisdom. And what is the opposite of wisdom? Foolishness. But nobody wants to be foolish. No. Every one of us wants to be wise. Yes. And the only way in which we can be wise is to do what? Is to know God. Amen. The simple meaning of wisdom is to know God, His will, and His ways. To know God, His will, and His ways. When God says, go this side, you don't say, no, there's no road there, there's no door there. I want to come here. It means you are not following God. Even when it does not mean anything to you, but He has said it, wisdom tells you that obey. Just obey. Because if you obey, that is when you will be able to achieve what He has in store for you.
Yes. All right.
But if you do not obey, only God knows what will happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, I want to cite this example. Imagine you are driving on familiar road, and you see a sign that says, narrow bridge ahead. They have passed knowledge to you, right? Mm. So, anybody who is wise, we do what? We slow down. And drive slowly. But at the same time, whatever you choose to do, if you choose to be on speed, whatever comes out of it, you are on your own. So it will determine, it will show whether you are really wise or foolish. So it depends on you. Because they have already given you the sign, the knowledge. So it depends on how you will carry out the knowledge on your own. That is why we are saying that wisdom requires you to know God, know His will, and apply it in your daily life.
Come on.
Know His ways.
Yes.
It's not your own way, it is His own way. And how do we do this? How do we know His will? How do we know His ways? It's just what we are doing here today. Praying, studying the Word of God, hearing,
Right.
Putting it into practice. That is it.
Yes.
And I want us to know that we have different wisdom anyway. There are different types of wisdom. One, we have the devilish wisdom. Yes, we have the devilish wisdom. We have human wisdom. And at the same time, we have divine wisdom. Every sensible child of God wants to operate on divine wisdom. Not just your own wisdom, your calculation and everything. You want to depend on Him. Remember, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, it says that Jesus is the wisdom of God. That is why there is no way we can put Jesus behind us and start operating in this dark world. There is darkness in this world. There is darkness in this world. It is only when you have this wisdom, God's wisdom, that you'll be able to operate in this darkness. When I say darkness, you may say, what does she mean? Yeah, different darkness here and there. It could be sickness, it could be disease, it could be failure, retardation, barrenness, disappointment, anything you can think of, negative ways, they are just in the darkness of you. It is only when you acquire the wisdom of God that you'll be able to navigate through all these ones.
All right.
I pray that God will really help us to be able to stand firm and operate in wisdom. So, in Proverbs 14:1, it says that the foolish builds, while the wise builds, while the foolish bring it down. So, with the wisdom of God, we'll be able to build. And what do we build? There are ways in which we can build. We can build our family with the wisdom of God.
All right.
We can build people around us, you know, your neighbors, with the wisdom of God. I mean, with different ways in which we can really build with the wisdom of God. It is only through the wisdom of God that we'll be able to do all these ones, not with our own wisdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because on our own, we can do nothing. Your wisdom is limited. Yeah. Why God's wisdom is unlimited.
Yeah.
So we really want to depend and rely on God's wisdom. Like what I said, we need God's wisdom to relate effectively with God. That is one of them. It is the wisdom of God that will help you to relate with Him. Because the Bible says that it's only the fool says there's no God. There are some people who really sit down and think and think and think with their own wisdom and feel that, oh, there's no God. The world just came into existence just like that.
Right.
It's only the wisdom of God that will make you to relate with God effectively.
Yeah.
To know the trick and the devices of the enemy. It is through the wisdom of God that you will do that. To relate with your spouse or family. With the wisdom of God, you'll be able to relate with friends. Whether at work, whether you are in school, in the ministry, wherever you are, you need the wisdom of God. And it is only the wisdom of God that will be able to take you through. There are some people in the Bible that act foolishly because even though the Bible tells them that, you know, okay, before there, let me come here. I want to let us know that you know what happened to the Israelites that did not make it to the promised land. What happened was that, what happened was because they did not follow the order of God.
Right.
And at the same time, this one was made for us to be able to, you know, this thing was written for us so that we will be able to know our stand and be able to relate with God. Say, for example, the do's and don'ts that the Bible tells us about God, we follow it. If we do not follow it, we whatever comes out of it will be there. If we follow it, whatever comes of it, you will still enjoy it. And that is why we have the Bible. And that is why all these things are written for our own example, so that we'll be able to follow in line.
Yeah.
All right.
To be able to help us. That is the reason why the Bible is written to us. But the question is that, what do we really, how do we study the Bible? Do we really study the Bible to know what is there? How do we feel? What do we know about the Bible or everything, around us? It matters a lot. Say, for example, at the same time, I want to say, say for example, you travel to a place where people do not really know you. You want to show to people that you as a Christian, you are the light of the world. That is what the Bible says. And immediately you get there, what you're supposed to do is let people know who you are. You want to let people to know who you are. Don't hide your identity.
Yeah.
Because if you hide your identity, definitely other things will creep in. Say for example, you get there, you make them to know, you know what, I'm a child of God. How do you do that? Maybe you exhort them with the word of God. You lead them to righteousness. You pray with them, you preach and everybody. They will know that, oh, this man is not just ordinary man. He's a different man altogether. But if you do not do that, definitely both the ones that are good and the bad ones will come to you. If they know your stance, sin will run away from you. They will say, no, this is not a person to discuss anything sin with.
Uh-huh.
Just because you have declared yourself as the light in that very particular place. So wherever you go, don't hide your identity. Be there. Show to the world that you are the light in that place.
Amen.
If you do not, more especially in the place of work, because you have different characters there. Some of us will be ashamed of ourselves. You will be ashamed to say, oh, I'm a child, because you know that they are going to challenge you to say, you too, you are a Christian, because you are not doing the right thing. But if you are doing the right thing, you will be able to tell them boldly who you are. You will not hide your identity. You will be able to defend your belief, whatever you believe.
Amen.
That is the reason, wherever you go, let it be that the word of God will not dry in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Immediately you get there, even the first statement, even if it is just praise the Lord,
yeah.
You say, yeah, this one is like, you know, praise the Lord alone. It means something to another person. So it is very important. We really need to wake up from our slumber, because some of us, we are still sleeping.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are still sleeping spiritually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We need to wake up.
Yeah.
We don't have to sleep. Remember the story of Samson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Samson is supposed to be a very powerful man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was anointed from the womb before they gave birth to him.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a man of God. He had power. God used him to even, you know, to be able to fight for the Israelites, to defend the Israelites. But this time around, behold, what happened? Out of carelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Out of carelessness, not knowing what he carried.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his hair,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time, his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a person. The Lord instructed that no razor will touch his head, because that's where the power is. In fact, no, they should not drink wine, they should not, different things that the Bible says about Samson. But at this time, out of carelessness, we should be very careful. You who think you stand, be very careful, because you never know. There's nobody who said that I have arrived. Temptation will not come. Nobody can say that.
Nobody,
yeah.
Nobody can say that. You never know where the temptation will come from.
Right.
That is why you need to be very, very careful wherever you go. Samson lost his life just like that. Anointed one of God out of carelessness, not knowing who he was. And at the same time, because of women. His eyes, where the place God says that he should not marry, he went there to marry. Not only that, even though the marriage didn't work out, he followed prostitute. That one keep on luring him. You know what? Where is your power? What do you do? So that, Samson was dozing. He was dozing until he slept off. Very second, third, when he keep on telling you, you say you love me. Why will you not tell me where your power lies? He gave one excuse. You say you love me. They tried. They were not able to get him. Second time again, the same thing. Third time again, the fourth time, he told her and he dozed away. Immediately when the enemy came, what happened? They got him, removed his eyes, you know, the power left him. When he woke up, he wanted to use the powers before.
Yeah.
It didn't work anymore.
Right. Didn't even know it.
So that is the reason we are learning from this. And that is why I said that whatever happened in the Bible, what we have been reading in the Bible is meant for us, for our own example.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
To admonish us too. The good ones, you take it, you do it. The one that are not good, no, I don't need to do that. You leave that. Look at the life of Saul too. Saul, who's supposed to be a king, pursuing a little boy, but out of carelessness, because he was foolish, he was now at the mercy of a little boy. That is what foolishness can lead one to. When David had the opportunity to kill him, though David didn't kill him, but he was at the mercy of David, a whole king. When he slept off, he was tired, running up and down, and he was tired. David had the opportunity to kill him, but David said, no, I will not touch the Lord's anointed.
Right.
He didn't touch.
Right.
So, these are some of the things that we need to be very careful of. We really need the wisdom of God to take us through in every aspect of our lives. In fact, what I have here is that there are things that we need to be very careful of. Say, for example, the foolish person is careless, while the wise one is careful. The difference between the wise and the foolish. The foolish one are careless, while the wise one are careful. The fool will not want to sin and ask for forgiveness, but the wise will always abstain from sin and everything that has the appearance of evil. Remember, the Bible says that we should flee from every appearance of evil.
Yeah.
That is what the Bible told us. So, if you are wise, you anything evil, anything called, you don't. In fact, when the sin is coming, Pharaoh, you have already sensed it. You have already know where it will land. Because of the wisdom of God, you don't want to wait until hey, let it come now. I have the grace. I have the ability. I have the strength to be able to stand it. No, you have already sensed it, and you know how to navigate. And God will give you the strength, the wisdom to be able to navigate through it.
Amen.
He said, once you lay your hands on the plow, you cannot afford to look back.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke 9:62, you cannot afford, because this is a race that everybody is running. You don't have to look back. Everyone is running. This Christian race, it is a race.
Yeah.
You don't have to run and stop. You don't have to run and ask for the grace of God every day, and the grace of God will take you through. Because we know there are darkness over there. There is darkness there. Because there is darkness there, the wisdom of God and the grace of God will be able to take you through.
Yeah.
So because of that, you keep on depending on God. Follow his step. Whatever he says, you follow.
Yeah.
He said, do not relax. Do not relax when you have not finished your race. Make up your mind to pray, study the word of God, and fast more than others. These are the ways in which we can get the strength. Knowing God the more, studying the word. At the time that you are done, it is only the word of God that can pick you up. When you do not have strength, you cry unto God, he will strengthen you.
Yeah.
Right.
The grace of God, that is why we have the grace of God. Jesus has given us that grace to be able to stand. So continue to depend on the grace of God. Rest in that grace.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid, because the grace of God is in you.
Amen.
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 He said, meditate day and night on the word of God. Be extra careful. You have to meditate on the word of God day and night. And at the same time, you have to be very careful. Don't just live a life. This one tells you, this one today, oh yeah. The other one tells you, the other one tomorrow, you follow. No, it's not like that. Know who you are. You can't afford to miss the place we are going. You can't afford to miss it because it is very precious.
Amen.
How you live your life matters a lot. We mean whether you'll be able to end well or not.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It is a race.
Yeah.
You have to keep on running no matter what happens.
Mm.
You don't have to run and stop and say you are tired. You are tired. You are surrendering to any other, I mean, another thing altogether. You have to keep on going.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Because if you are not tired, the Lord will strengthen you.
Amen.
He will take you to your destination.
Amen.
With total surrender to God, He will carry you and protect you against all the odds, and you will reach your goal.
Yeah. Right.
If you do not give up, you keep on going, you keep on going, the Lord will take you to your destination, wherever you are going.
Yeah.
So, please, I will want to encourage each and every one of us, no matter your situation, no matter the darkness you are facing today, don't give up. Don't give up. The race is not so smooth, but by the grace of God, with the wisdom of God, you'll be able to make it. Keep on going. Do all He wants you to do,
yeah.
and leave the rest for God. Praise the Lord.
Let Amen.
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 There is divine wisdom. There is devilish wisdom.
Wow.
It's in scripture. And there's human wisdom.
All right.
God's desire is that you, who is a child of God, should operate on divine wisdom. Divine wisdom is superior to any type or any form of wisdom that might be out there. Why? Because it is divine.
Amen.
It's from heaven.
Yeah.
It's from a superior being.
Mm-hmm.
A being that does not grow old.
Yeah.
At my age now, there are some things I have come to know that a 25-year-old young man, he might even be married and have two children, he still does not know. Talk less of a 17-year-old young man who thinks he knows everything. And the older I get, I come to realize the wisdom of my parents that live to be 70, 80, or 90, as the case may be. If they got all those through experiences of life, how much more a God who does not grow old? He doesn't grow old. He knows the end from the beginning. When you and I boast at certain times in life because of the strength and energy that we still have, and He's seeing us that this is just like a flower. You are only blooming now because you are at your bloom. In another 2 seconds, I see you taking your steps like this.
Come on.
Sometimes some of you might be so foolish to say, why did God do that? I was speaking to somebody within the week and he was saying, all the suffering. You say God said they should kill all those people in the Bible. How? And you say that God is a loving God. And I told him, I said, who are you? Who are you to question your maker?
Wow.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
What do you know? Are you the creator of this world? Are you the preserver of this world? What interest have you in this world? In this creation, what interest have you? What investment do you have on it? You woke up one day and found that you call yourself a human being because... And he had other creatures bigger than you. He could have chosen to make those ones whatever he chose, but it is on you. He chose to express himself. He has freedom to do what he likes with you. If he chooses to carry out an experiment with you, God, if God chooses to carry out an experiment with you, he just chose, okay, I'm going to use Sunday to teach a lesson to the people who will be alive 1,000 years' time. And he chose that the way I should establish that lesson would be to suffer pain and suffer and suffer and surrender and give up. But he has a lesson he wants to teach, not only to my generation, but to the generations yet ahead.
Yeah.
That's what he did with Job. He just chose to reveal to humanity that what was said in the beginning about the origin of man is true. What you see now is a broken world. There is an enemy that is present in this broken world. The ideas you have about perfection, about everything, no pain, no sickness, no growing old. Some of these mornings now I wake up and I have some pain somewhere. I wasn't like that 20 years ago.
Right. That's right.
I'm asking myself, well, is this how it is to... I'm just discovering that, but he knew that long ago.
Yeah.
In fact, according to him, the day you are... Because this world is broken, it's not what he planned it to be.
Nope.
The day you are born, that's the day you started dying. At that age, when your parents are taking interest in little cute baby, you are dying. Your death has started the very day you stepped here. The period we are in, as far as his own decree is concerned, it's a bracket. There's a beginning, there's an end. A time is coming when this bracket will be closed. And in the next phase, no evil. Satan won't be in the picture. No sin, no pain, no age, no gray hair, no bald hair, no male, no female, no sunshine, no snow. The impressions of perfection that you and I carry, he has a time for them. But what is this time? This time that we are in his own divine calendar, what is this time? This time is a time for people all over the earth to set aside what they were born into, what they are used to, their cultures, their traditions, their earthly wisdom and knowledge and traditions that they have gathered, to trust this God that they can't see, living by his principles. That's the time we are in. This time is the time to doubt yourself and trust this invisible God. Doubt yourself. Doubt your...
Yeah.
We're talking about divine wisdom.
Like that.
Wisdom that is superior to every human explanation.
Yeah.
Why? Because it is divine. Jesus was saying in Luke chapter 6, around verse 42, and said, anyone who comes to me, step one, and hears my word, and does them, he says, shall be like a wise man. Wise man who built his house on solid rock. The floods of life will come. The rains will come. The tornado will come against that house. He says, but because it is founded on a rock, that house will stand.
All right.
But anyone who comes and hears and does not do it, in other words, the person who does not lay the foundation of his life on the principles of the kingdom of God, the wisdom that we are talking, my wife was talking about, this wisdom that is superior to, Jesus says, in his wisdom, when your enemy is hungry, feed him. Is that natural? Is that normal?
No.
He said, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Do you get that one from Harvard?
No.
You can't learn that from Harvard. That's heaven. That's the mandate.
All right.
He says, be on guard. Don't, the way I made you, I am the only one. You know the watchmaker, the guy who made the wristwatch, is the only one who really knows how those things work. You understand?
Yeah.
These days we have computer watches. You know, those days when we have those wheels and all that. But let me tell you, God knows your makeup.
He knows it very well.
When he gives a counsel, it's based on his perfect and correct knowledge about you, your capacity that he has put inside of you, even though you think sometimes you have more power than that. You know what it means when a youth, you know, starts to tell you, I know everything. He's 16 years old and he says, all of my life I have. You look at him and says, it's not on your physical ability. God knows what he has, what his moral capacity that he put inside of you. Not that he put inside of you. What sin has made you. He knows it more than you know. So when he says, for example, to avoid sexual sin, the best solution, run away for your life. Man, run. Flee. In fact, not only run, fly. Fly! And here is a macho man,
right. Macho man.
Saying, I got the strength. Until you are reduced to a piece of bread.
Right.
When you just set God's idea and his counsel aside. That's what Samson did. The place where God says, don't marry from there. Yeah. They will turn your heart away.
Right.
That's where in his strength he was saying, give me that wife. And the wife was, by the God's own understanding, the wife was saying, how do you say you love me? These three times you have tricked me. So all of this one, they didn't tell you that You are about to die. Run for your life. No, he stayed there. He died with the sinners. I'm sure he would not. That was not a glorious way to die. Delivered Israel, but that was not the best for him. Why? He didn't take divine counsel. You and I, it will be wisdom in demonstration when we make this word our standard. This is not about church. It's not, Bishop said, it's not about church attendance. Listen, this is truth that it doesn't matter anywhere on earth. Anywhere on earth. You stand upon this. You'll be wiser than your teachers. I think it was this week I was reading that some lady somewhere, Derek Rose, that somebody is telling a story that, you know, and all that. And I told myself, I don't know whether it is true. If it is true, I don't know how much they might be able to make out of the young boy who, but I'm telling myself, and you also know the story, I mean, long before now that I was making waves in about Cosby and all that. You know,
right.
Listen, it boils down to one thing. If you did not make the word of God your standard.
Wow.
Listen, if you don't make the word of God your standard, the truth is this. There is nothing in you as a young man that, okay, I didn't go begging. I did not go begging for a lady. Please, I'm hungry. Come and satisfy me. No. They just, everybody just galvanized to your, gyrate to your end. I love you. Yeah, get crashing.
Yeah.
Tell me, if you don't look up to heaven, where on earth is the standard that you will say, it is because of this I am keeping myself away from this act? No, what will stop you? Tell me. Naturally, inside of you, everybody around you is doing the thing. You look like an odd man out. Number two, your body is also singing the song. Help yourself. Are you getting the point? Now, your body is singing this song. Everybody is doing it. There's a voice telling you, everybody is doing it. It's the normal thing.
Okay.
What will stop you from participating? Ask me. Nothing.
Wow.
It's only when, for example, if you were lucky, I want to use the word lucky, even though not lucky, we are blessed to have been familiar with this word that says sexual act outside of marriage is sin. And if you believed it and you choose to live by it, you had this, and then you said, I know my body is asking for it, but I know he's watching too. Body, hey, hold on. You fight to keep the war. Who knows? I don't know. I just pray that story is not true about that boy. I'm not a good sports person, but there are some of them, I just look at their lives and say, oh, what a promising person. I just pray it's not a true story. If it turns out to be true, there are going to be some millions of dollars that they're going to milk out of him. I don't know how effective it's going to have on his life. But what I'm saying is this. For every, just using him as an example, we had Wood, Tiger Wood.
Yeah.
You are a man. You have a wife.
Right.
Another lady is saying, I'm available.
Mm.
And because this wisdom is not what you base your life on, naturally, a man wants to say, I conquer.
Yeah.
We take pride in, I conquer. When we say I conquer, I had sex with this one. I had sex with that. I had sex with that. That beautiful one, I had sex with her. That other one I did. That to a man who does not know God, that's enjoyment. But it's really not. It's really not. When God created you, He just put that thing there biologically for reproduction and for stress release. And at a time in life, He created it. He didn't just put it there to tantalize man and say, suffer with it. No, He created it. And there's a place, He said, this is the fulfillment of this is the perfection of it. When you don't get there, it's a lie you believe when you live by every other thing. And you always pay for it. Sometimes in a very costly way. What am I trying to say? The wisdom, the divine wisdom, is wiser than you. Wiser than what you understand.
Right.
When you trust it, you are operating by faith.
Yes.
You will live to reap the benefit of it.
Amen.
Yes. No one has ever lived his or her life by the standard of this book and regretted. Amen. Not one.
Yeah.
No one has lived by what this book says,
yes,
and had any cause to regret. So, when you take a stand in accordance with this book,
yeah,
and people mock at you, rejoice.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because it won't be long before they discover that you were smart.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Huh?